Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us. Kirk Chaffetz is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's an award-winning reporter and a very successful businessman. He's built the world's first and largest global custom publishing network for McCann Erickson World Group. It's the largest advertising agency in the world, and the publishing agency international has full-service companies all over the companies all over the world. And his book is one of my favorites, Thinking Inside the Box, The 12 Timeless Rules for Managing a Successful Business. Kirk Chaffetz, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. Nice to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. And one of the things that that I know you want to talk about today is maybe some different channels to use to get to customers, potential customers. And I think that's the concept of a channel is something that a lot of, I don't think a lot of small business owners use it. That's typically a big business word, isn't it?
I guess it is, although certainly small businesses in their own smaller ways participate in exactly the same channels.
They just don't call it channels.
Correct. I'm not sure what they call it.
They call it selling.
Right.
They call whatever it takes to make payroll on Friday.
Right.
Is what they call it.
Well, I should have remembered that.
But Kirk, I do think it's a good word to use. I think, as I tell my audience quite often, there are things that big businesses do that we need to not only not do, but we ought to use against them and to compete against them because we can do it better than they do. But there are a number of things that we should watch big businesses do, and we should try to emulate them. And one of them, I think, is the way they think about channels. Now, you've been working on this. You do a lot of work in this area, and I want you to talk to us about the different ways of reaching out and touching customers.
Well, let me begin with an overview, the 50,000-foot view, and that is there are actually a finite number of ways to reach customers. If you think of channels in the following, a channel is a way to reach a customer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a channel may be direct to the customer, as the Dell model, for example, is the most mm-hmm. famous, I think, direct-to-customer model. But a channel, on the other hand, may be, if you manufacture a product through a distributor, which has its own sales force, which goes to the customers, so now you're four steps away from your customer.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, what's the best way to create relationships in that channel that ultimately tie the customer to you? Now, Intel is an interesting example of a strategy of
right.
doing that. Now, it's
you,
a strategy.
You and I can't go out and we can't call Intel or go to Intel's website and say, we'd like to buy one chip, please.
Exactly. It does us no good. But Intel has turned something that in many ways is a commodity, right? I mean, mm-hmm. how do I tell an Intel chip from an AMD chip,
right.
from a Samsung chip, from, you know, whatever kind of chip? I have no idea, but what I know is that Intel is the brand name that makes a difference to me. Now, they've worked on consumers in order to influence the channel that matters to them, which is manufacturers of computers and
right.
computing devices. So the question is always, how does your consumer choose to acquire your goods? How does your end consumer? Is it through a sales operation? Is it through a distribution operation? Is it direct? And who do you really want to have your relationship with in the end? And how do you influence the influencers in that chain of command?
Let me throw out a regular Main Street example. think of what you're talking about. And it's appropriate because I don't know if you know this or not, but today is National Tailors Day. Did you know that, Kirk?
Well, I just heard that on your show,
National
Jim.
Tailors
Otherwise,
Day. You know, you can't go through life without having this kind of important information. But anyway, let's say that you are a tailor. You have a home-based business and you make alterations or you make you know, prom dresses or whatever, and you got a sign out front that says, you know, all that stuff's going on here. Well, what's wrong with building a relationship, and many of them are doing this, building a relationship with a dry cleaner? And the dry cleaner becomes a channel through which you reach out and touch customers that might not have found you otherwise. Is that kind of what you're talking about?
Absolutely.
Or
building
example.
A relationship with a small menswear operation, or even better yet, a women's wear store, forming a partnership, because women are always complaining that alterations never come with women's clothing.
Right.
So that would be an interesting service to innovate. But I think also you can look at yourself as being in the middle. If you are a tailor, you are also in the middle of a channel of another, you know, of a number of powerful organizations. The textile manufacturers would like to use you to move their goods, and perhaps there is cooperative marketing money out there. From some of those textile manufacturers, from clothing makers, from shirt, you know, operators.
Right.
There, you are always both the beginning of your own sales channel, but you're very often in the middle of somebody else's sales channel.
Upstream and downstream.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, the one example of that is many of the most powerful corporations in the world rely on thousands of small and medium-sized businesses to sell their goods. One example of that is, and I take this example at random, is Microsoft Corporation. Microsoft uses a lot of small businesses to sell its software. Microsoft, to the best of my knowledge, has no sales force of its own.
Right.
There
are a lot of developers, a lot of software developers out there that use the Windows operating system as the foundation for their value-added products that they make.
Absolutely, and Microsoft wants to encourage developers to use that platform.
Right, right. Stand by, Kirk. We've got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with our good friend Kirk Chaffetz, the author of Thinking Inside the Box, the 12 Timeless Rules for Managing a Successful Business. This is available wherever books are sold, and I really encourage you to check it out. 20 after, stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Kirk Chaffetz is our guest. His book is called Thinking Inside the Box. Kirk, tell us where it's available, please.
I always say Amazon.com, the bookstore that's always nearby, no matter where in the world you are.
But if it isn't in your local store and you'd like to do business with your local store, they can order it for you, right?
Absolutely.
And let me spell Kirk's last name. And the Kirk is with a K on both ends. And his name is like Blassingame. The spelling doesn't roll off the tongue. Chaffitz. Actually, if you think about it, like Blassingame, if you just don't try to complicate it, it's not so bad. Chaffitz. Chaffetz. So
I always simplify it, Jim, by explaining that it is a Polish Jewish name by way of Montreal.
I knew a guy once who had a name not unlike yours, and he said, "You don't say it, you sneeze it."
Right.
I thought that was a good way to help people remember. Okay, we're talking about reaching out and touching customers, or being a conduit for helping others reach out and touch customers, and you benefit from that. You know, and I'm going to throw out another Main Street example, and you know. Kirk, I know you're familiar with a lot of very complicated, very sophisticated channeling relationships to reach customers. And I think we need to use those examples, but I keep thinking about these Main Street ones. A while back, I got some work done on my car with tires. I got some new tires put in my car with my small business tire company that I do business with. While the car was there, he called me up and he said, "Hey, Jim, I think you got a problem with your radiator." And he explained it to me, and I trust the guy, and he's right. And so I said on the phone, he said, "Look, I know a guy that I do business with that fixes these. We don't do that. You want me to take care of that for you?" I said, "Please." And so when I went to pick my car up, it had new tires on it. It had already gone out and got the radiator fixed, came back, and both bills were on his desk. And I never met the guy who did my radiator.
Right. Right. I think this notion of partnerships with related services is a great one. You brought it up with the tailors, and you're mm-hmm. bringing it up again with the auto repair. It's almost the notion of becoming a general contractor on behalf of your customer and creating easier access and easier connections. And in return, of course, having your partners create those mm-hmm. for you. We just bought a house in a small town in Connecticut. And what's fascinating to me is the network and the networking that the tradespeople do in this small town to make sure that that the business of newcomers is captured by local merchants, mm-hmm. and to make sure that the newcomers get the information they need about the local merchants. The entire town, of course, is very intent on maintaining the small businesses that exist in the town.
Right.
And the way they do that is exactly what you're talking about. If you have, the fellow who cuts down trees introduces you to the fellow who plants grass where he cuts them down, who introduces you to the nursery that will sell you the bushes to replace, the big ugly tree you just cut down, and it goes like that. And all of these folks have clearly created what big corporations would call strategic marketing partnerships,
right,
with one another, and I'm sure they just call it handshake deals to help do some selling for one another.
You know, another thing, Kirk, this is a little more classic channeling or using partners to reach customers. I talk to small business owners all the time about talking to their vendors who provide them with products that they sell to retail customers. And as you said a minute ago, these vendors don't sell anything directly to customers, only to distributors or VARs, value-added resellers, or that kind of thing. But if your sales are off a little bit, if you're feeling a little bit stagnant, contact your vendors and say, "Hey, what can we do to shake things up a little bit? What are you guys going to do for me as one of your distributors?"
Well, absolutely. And I think that's where we were with a couple of the sort of larger scale examples we talked about a minute ago, that you are always part of your own sales channel or the beginning of your own sales channel, but you are almost always, I don't care what you do, inevitably you're in the middle of somebody else's sales channel. And there may be cooperative marketing money, there may be a strategic alliance that's available, there may be a list of prospects that can be mined from one of your partners or vendors. It's important to look at your position not only in your own channel, but in the channels of all of the goods and services that you use to create the products,
right,
or services.
Your downstream channels. And, Kirk, what I tell people is if you have a vendor who can't help you, who won't think about your customers, who instead of just thinking of you as their customer, if they won't think about your customers, I think you need a new vendor.
You do, and you're probably with a vendor who's not long for this world.
That's right. In
if
the 21st
not going
century,
to think about yours, right?
You're exactly right, Kirk. I've got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here, but you're going to come back again real soon. And the next time you come back, we're going to talk politics, right?
That sounds like fun, Jeff.
We'll do that real soon. Kirk Chaffetz, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Thinking Inside the Box. Thanks, Kirk. See you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Quick break. 29 after. Right back with Christopher Lowell. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.